292-page report, House Republicans find Joe Biden committed impeachable offenses. By Wendell Hasebo on August 19, 2024. President Joe Biden engaged in impeachable conduct. Top House Republicans detailed in a 292-page report obtained by Breitbart News on Monday. House Speaker Mike Johnson must now determine if he should take action on the report's findings. If Johnson launches House impeachment proceedings, it would throw a new wrinkle into the presidential election cycle by forcing Democrats and Vice President Kamala Harris to spend time and energy defending an outgoing president. It is unclear how great of a defense Harris and fellow Democrats would mount in light of Biden's decision not to seek re-election. Full House and Senate impeachment proceedings could take months. The report's details, published by the House Oversight Committee, Judiciary Committee, and Ways and Means Committee, found that Biden abused his office and violated his oath of office as vice president by engaging in a conspiracy to peddle influence to enrich his family. As president, Biden and the Biden-Harris administration obstructed the House's impeachment inquiry and the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden, according to the report. The totality of the corrupt conduct uncovered by the committees is egregious, the committees wrote. President Joe Biden conspired to commit influence peddling and grift. In doing so, he abused his office and, by repeatedly lying about his abuse of office, has defrauded the United States to enrich his family. Not one of these transactions would have occurred, but for Joe Biden's official position in the United States government. This pattern of conduct ensured his family, who provided no legitimate services, lived a lavish lifestyle. The evidence uncovered in the committee's impeachment inquiry reflects a family selling the Biden brand around the world with President Biden, the big guy, swooping in to seal the deal on speakerphones or in private dinners. It shows a concerted effort to conceal President Biden's involvement in the family's influence peddling scheme. Below are key findings from the committee's investigation, as outlined in the report. From 2014 to the present, as part of a conspiracy to monetize Joe Biden's Office of Public Trust to enrich the Biden family members and their associates received over $27 million from foreign individuals or entities. In order to obscure the source of these funds, the Biden family and their associates set up shell companies to conceal these payments from scrutiny. The Biden family used proceeds from these business activities to provide hundreds of thousands of dollars to Joe Biden, including thousands of dollars that are directly traceable to China. While Jim Biden claimed he gave this money to Joe Biden to repay personal loans, Jim Biden did not provide any evidence to support this claim. The Biden family's receipt of millions of dollars required Joe Biden's knowing participation in this conspiracy, including while he served as vice president. Joe Biden used his status as vice president to garner favorable outcomes for his sons and his business partners' foreign business dealings. Witnesses acknowledge that Hunter Biden involved Vice President Biden in many of his business dealings with Russian, Romanian, Chinese, Kazakhstani, and Ukrainian individuals and companies. Then Vice President Biden met or spoke with nearly every one of the Biden family's foreign business associates, including those from Ukraine, China, Russia, and Kazakhstan. As a result, the Biden family has received millions of dollars from these foreign entities. The Biden family leveraged Joe Biden's positions of public trust to obtain over $8 million in loans from Democratic benefactors. Millions of dollars in loans have not been repaid and the paperwork supporting many of the loans does not exist and has not been produced to the committees. This raises serious questions about whether these funds were provided as gifts disguised as loans. Under the Biden administration, the Justice Department and Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, afforded special treatment to President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Several witnesses acknowledged the delicate approach used during the Hunter Biden case, describing the investigation as sensitive or significant. Evidence shows that department officials slow-walked the investigation, informed defense counsel of future investigative actions, prevented line investigators from taking otherwise ordinary investigative steps, and allowed the statute of limitations to expire on the most serious felony charges. These unusual, and oftentimes in the view of witnesses, unprecedented tactics conflicted with standard operating procedures and ultimately had the effect of benefiting Hunter Biden. The Biden Justice Department misled Congress about the independence of law enforcement entities in the criminal investigation of Hunter Biden. Biden administration political appointees exercise significant oversight and control over the investigation of the president's son. Witnesses described how U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware and now Special Counsel David Weiss, who oversaw the investigation and prosecution of Hunter Biden, had to seek 1. Agreement from other U.S. attorneys to bring cases in a district geographically distinct from his own and 2. Approval from the Biden Justice Department's Tax Division to bring specific charges or take investigative actions against Hunter Biden. Despite the clear conflict of interest, Weiss was only afforded special counsel status after the investigation came under congressional scrutiny. The White House has obstructed the committee's impeachment inquiry by withholding key documents and witnesses. The White House has impeded the committee's investigation of President Biden's unlawful retention of classified documents by refusing to make relevant witnesses available for interviews and by erroneously asserting executive privilege over audio recordings from Special Counsel Hur's interviews with President Biden. In addition, the White House is preventing the National Archives from turning over documents that are material to the committee's inquiry. Read the full 292-page report here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.